Hey sis, welcome to Beyond the Military Podcast, where faith-led military women overcome burnout and create more balance. Just imagine having enough time to focus on your faith, family, and have more fun while still serving as a woman leader. In this podcast, you will walk away with the tools to help you navigate the busy life of a military woman, organize your mind, overcome overwhelm, create a prioritization playbook, and a balanced blueprint for integrating faith, family, and career. Yeses in that order. Hi, I'm Wendy Ray, woman of God, wife, mama of two, Army veteran, and certified life coach. And I'm here to help you create a life of meaning outside of the military, a life of laughter, joy, and intentional free time. If you are ready to overcome burnout and create balance as a faith-led military woman, sis, this podcast is for you. So loosen up your laces and grab your coffee because it's time to step into freedom and peace. Hello, lady, and welcome to episode 209. I am so happy that you're here today. I'm super excited to be here with you behind the mic and to share with you my personal struggles, my personal journey, and also share with you what's coming up for the podcast and also for Beyond the Military Coaching. And I'm just really happy to share this with you in hopes that you are encouraged and you are okay with starting over, because that's truly how I feel in every area of my life. I truly feel like I am starting over. I feel this year is all about a new beginning, a new way to do things, and a new way to do some of the same things. And that's what I'll be sharing about today. And truly, it's just a way for you to, or a way for me to show you that no matter what the road you're on, what obstacles are coming your way, life is going to be hard. But remember that when you are focused and when you're committed, everything can change. So by that, I mean the way you show up, the way you begin to start taking action, and also creating different results. And so again, my hope for you today, if you get anything out of this, anything out of my story, my struggles, is that you feel encouraged and determined to go out there and show up as the skillful, talented, brave woman that you are, because it's so important for us to show up in that way, but also to be able to share our gifts, our talents with others. And ultimately, that's why we're here, right? We're that piece of the puzzle that is needed somewhere in the military, outside of the military, as a mom, as a wife, with friends. There is someone today in this moment that is wanting your attention, that needs your attention, not necessarily like in a selfish way for them, but they really do need you because you have that something that is going to help them or is even just going to simply serve them for that moment. And so I want you to feel encouraged after this. And I know that sometimes we have tough times. Trust me, I know there will be times that we don't want to show up. There will be times that we're like, you know what? Forget this 2024 goal that I had or that I set for myself. It was just even crazy to consider or think that I can get this done. I want you to just take a moment and consider that it is possible, no matter what you're going through. And of course, if you need to take a break, like I did, if you need to take a step back and just sit with where you are and how you're feeling, that is completely okay. I want to offer you and give you the permission that sometimes we think we need to do so. It's okay for you to take a break. It's okay for you to pause where you are, to reevaluate, adjust, and be able to take a moment to either pray about it, to meditate on God's word, and really ask him for help and guidance too in this moment, and even just strength, because that's really what I have to do. But also to be able to give yourself grace, to give yourself compassion for where you are in this moment. And so again, I want you to feel encouraged, and I want to bring you along with me. I really do. I want you to feel determined in anything that you are going through in this moment, because you, my friend, are able to keep moving and to keep moving forward. But sometimes we need a little help, right? We need a little bit of help, and we need sometimes a little push. Trust me, I know I have felt that way. I know exactly what you may be feeling. And so with that, I want to kind of start off on why I figured, you know, this is a great opportunity for me to share with you all here on the podcast, because I have challenged myself on LinkedIn to post every single day for the next 30 days. And I started this a week ago. I started posting every day. And now I am all in. I'm encouraged. I'm determined. And I'm fully committed on doing it for the 30 days. And when I first started, I shared my story on why I stopped posting on LinkedIn and also what to expect from me in the next couple of weeks. And so that's what I want to do here on the podcast. But most importantly, to encourage you on where you can go within the next 30 days. And so when this podcast, actually this episode publishes, it will be the first Wednesday of March. And so we are still at the very beginning of the month, and this is the last month of the first quarter. And so I want to encourage you to stay focused, on what you want to accomplish today, this week, this month, this quarter, this year. Because it's so important for us to focus on where we want to go, but also where we are now in order for us to fill that gap. And really to continue to ask ourselves, are we still committed to this goal? Are we still committed to this journey? And that's what I had to ask myself. Because if you guys remember, back in 2022, hardest time of my life, lost my little sister, but I also had my baby. And so I've been in a place where I've been grieving and also happy for my new baby. So it's been very challenging to take a moment to grieve, but also to be grateful and appreciative and just simply feel joyful for where I am now and where I am as a wife, as a mom, in my career, with my podcast, with my coaching. And when I tell you that it was difficult for me to balance those emotions, and maybe not even balance is a good word here, but be able to allow that negative and that positive happen at the same time. And like I say here before, I've said this before and I continue to say it, it's so important for us to understand and to be aware of how we're feeling, because that ultimately determines our actions. And so for me, it took me a moment to really pick myself back up and say, okay, Wendy, you know what to do. You know exactly the tools that you have available to you to have it work for you in your way, in a way where it's going to serve you and other people, right? My husband, my kids, people that I work with, and not to mention just how I show up on this podcast, how I show up on different platforms. And so for you, you know, how does this apply to you? Maybe this is, or you're in a place where you are now starting over. You are maybe about to go into a transition. Maybe you also lost someone, or maybe you just had a baby and this is your first child and you're like, okay, I feel like I'm starting all over because I am a mom and everything that I used to do so easily and, you know, just be able to do anything at whatever time that you needed to do and just show up. You could, and now you can't because now you're tired. You have probably just sleepless nights, or maybe even you just don't have the energy to focus on anything else because you want to only focus on your child. And I completely get it. I kind of feel like that's where I was a couple months ago. I'm like, no, I don't want to focus on anything else other than my child and my career. That's all I want to do. I don't want to focus on nothing else, no extra activities, no extra anything. And so for you, when you're starting over where you are, have you considered that maybe you just need to take a break and take a moment and see where you are with everything that you have going on, right? It could be being active in the military. It could be you active in the military and with a new baby, and or you just, you know, got married. Or maybe you're going through separation. Maybe you're going through a divorce. Maybe you are now dating. You just started dating. Whatever that may be for you, you started a new career. You maybe just started a new job. You maybe started, you're pivoting your career. Now you're going into a whole different program within your studies. Maybe you're starting a whole new other military occupation. Whatever it is for you, I want you to take a moment and really ask yourself, am I committed to starting, to continue where I'm starting now? Am I committing to continue where I'm starting now? And if the answer is yes, then great for you, because today I want you to take a moment and recommit, meaning that no matter what, you are going to go all in. And I've talked about this before in episode 200 at the very beginning of the year. Episode 200, you can go to the show notes and find it there as well, where I talked about the three mistakes that we make when beginning a new goal. And so for you, if you are committing, that means that you're going all in and you're willing to fail. And that's exactly what I had to ask myself at the beginning of this year, really the end of last year, because I'm like, okay, I really need to decide today and show up as much as possible as I can in order for me to not only show up for others, but also be the coach that I want to be the wife, the mom that I want to continue to be and show up as. And so for me, I had to ask myself that question. And it was hard because I didn't answer it right away. I'll be completely honest. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I should, you know, give myself another quarter. Maybe I should just tone it down a little bit, which is okay. But then there was this moment where I listened to one of my episodes. It was a MVP, Most Valuable Podcast episode. And it was towards the end of December, which I can give you the title here. And it's episode 199, How to Stay Committed on the Goal That You Have Set for Yourself No Matter What. I listened to that. I don't like listening to my episodes in the car just because I just feel like it's weird for me to listen to my own episode. I sometimes will listen to it from my phone in my office, but I wouldn't listen to it in the car. And so that day it happened that I was listening to a podcast and then mine was right after. And I just started, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to listen to it. And I think that I just needed that extra push for that moment. And so I listened to the podcast and I was like, you know what, I'm going to go all in. Like, I literally just felt encouraged and I felt determined that, one, it was okay for me to start all over. And so that's where I want you to start. It's okay for you to start all over. And so if you're committed and you're all in and you're like, you know what, I'm going for it, I'm willing to move forward from where I am at, then I want you to begin there. If the answer is yes, then you need to be okay with where you are in order to get to the next phase. And this is why. For me, it was first very difficult to even say it out loud that I was going to continue to coach, that I was going to continue to build a program that I had built back in 2021 and really go all in with it. It was very difficult at first. But because there were so many changes, so many things happening, not only through social media, but also where we are today in this world in 2024, I was a little nervous. And the reason why I was a little nervous was because I immediately went to, what are they going to think of me because I took a break? But then again, through prayer and just the Holy Spirit working, I was like, wait a minute. I need to take a moment and really ask myself why I want to do this. Am I doing it because I want to prove something, or am I doing it because I really want to serve military women? I really want to serve women veterans. And the answer is yes, I want to continue to serve in any way that I can, that I actually can with the bandwidth that I have, meaning with the time that I have. And I want to give back in a way where more women are doing things outside of the military than ever before. More women are brave enough to do the thing that they want to do even while they're in the service or while they're in a different career. And that's what I want to continue to encourage women to do. So if you're someone that you're like, you know what, I always wanted to start this hobby. I wanted to start this degree. I want this certification or this license, but I just don't have the time, or I'm exhausted, or I'm too old. I've heard that before too. It's, you know, that time has passed. No, it has not. You are still able to do it if you truly want to commit and dedicate your time to it. One lady actually just mentioned it to me on Instagram that she wanted to start dancing, that she just wants to sign up for a class and dance. And I'm like, okay, then just do it. She's like, I don't have time. No, you do have time. You just don't want to go out there and embarrass yourself or even consider that you could do great. And I think that for most of us, that's what happens. We're like, no, that's not for me. I don't think I could excel in that. Or who do I think I am to continue to do that? I am 40 years old. I shouldn't be out there taking new classes. I'm too old to learn, whatever that may look like for you. For me, it's like, oh, well, I have too much going on and I already took like a 2-year break. So maybe I should just sit down somewhere. And the answer is no. I know that in my heart, I will continue to podcast, but at the same time, I also know in my heart that in order for me to continue to podcast and do this, I need to be able to continue to serve women through coaching. That is the only way I can continue to sit behind this mic, stand behind this mic, and share with you the tools that are working and the impact that coaching has on our mental and emotional health. And that's why I also wanted to share this, because if it wasn't for God and His word in coaching, I promise you, I would not be where I am right now in a way where I am conscious and aware, and I am not blaming life. I am not blaming the circumstance. I'm not blaming someone else. I'm taking full responsibility of how I'm feeling. I'm taking full responsibility of where I am in this moment. Because if it wasn't for that, I would be resentful. I would be really upset and angry in a way where I can understand what's happening in my mind. This is how I'm feeling because I'm thinking this about this situation. I can't blame my kids because I don't have time. I can't blame my career. I can't blame my husband. I can't blame everything that's happening to me right now because I'm aware of what is happening in my head. And so again, I want to encourage you to start where you are. Be okay with starting all over. Also be open to how coaching can make an impact in your life. And for that reason, I want to invite 5 women that are going to commit to their growth, 5 women that are ready to take their life or their career to the next level. Coaching will not only help you see where you're struggling mentally and emotionally, but will also help you begin to take action. It will also help you begin to see the results that you've been wanting to create. And if you think that this is for you, if you fall under that category of being committed to starting all over, regardless of where you are, committed to your growth in your life or career, and you are willing to be coached by me, this will begin the week of April 1st all the way through the week of May 6th. 6 weeks. You have to be committed to 6 weeks of work. 6 weeks of accountability, 6 weeks of growth. And so all you have to do, if you're like, this is for me, I'm interested, and I want to be able to grow, then this is for you. All you have to do is go to wendyray.com/group. There's going to be a form, put your information on there, and that form is going to help me understand where you are and understand if we're a good match for us to work together. So again, this is only for 5 women, and I'm sharing this on my Facebook group first. So if you're not on there, I want you to come join us. And so again, if you're someone that is feeling stuck, you're like, I have no idea where I'm going to go with my military career. I have no idea what I'm going to do with my transition. I have no idea how I'm going to do things because I'm so unorganized. I don't have a routine. I'm always procrastinating. I feel exhausted. I'm burnt out. And this is for you. I want you to come join me and other women that are committed like you are for the next 6 weeks so that you can start seeing yourself grow. And ultimately, this is a goal, emotional wealth. And listen, if you're like, I'm ready to start now, I want to go all in, I want you to go there right now, wendyray.com/group, so that you can get signed up. And listen, if you know someone that could use this episode to feel empowered and encouraged, I want you to share this episode with them. Because here's the thing. I want more women to keep showing up for who they are because they have so much value to offer. How do we continue to grow if we are not setting or spending any time in doing so and having accountability with someone else? So again, if you get anything out of this episode, I want you to feel encouraged and determined to start all over. And that's what I want to challenge you with today. I want you to go out there and show up as confident as possible. I want you to go out there and show up in a way where starting all over is a great thing. Because when I tell you, starting all over as a mom, it's tough. It's really tough, especially after 8 years. I struggled the first couple of months, but now it's getting better. And I'm so grateful and so blessed to be able to have this little one show me once again all the things I need to improve and all the beautiful things that come with being a mom. I'm in love with her. I'm in love with my kids. I'm in love with my husband. I'm in love with my job. I'm in love with this podcast. I'm in love with everything that I'm doing because I am 100% in starting all over. I'm okay with it being new. I'm okay with falling every now and then, not having it 100% perfect. And that's exactly what I want to offer you today. It's okay if you're starting all over as a mom, if you have that gap like I did. It's okay if you're starting a new career. Listen, it's the most beautiful thing to start a career. I did it 7 years ago, and I would never, ever do it in a different way. And I feel like I'm doing it now, right, with coaching, with this podcast. I would not change one thing because it's such a beautiful place to be when you have an open mind and you're willing to take the risk because I know that I'm going to show up as myself. It's okay if you're starting a new relationship. It's okay if you're starting a new hobby, regardless of what age you are. It's completely okay. I want you to be okay with starting over and being okay to fall along the way, to fail along the way, because it will happen. Trust me, it will happen. Me taking that 2-year gap with LinkedIn was not the best thing, but guess what? It's completely okay. I am going to continue to not only build my community, my network, but I will continue to connect with other humans that I need to connect with to help them, to guide them, to empower them. That's what it's all about. And my hopes for you is to do the same thing. Connect with people that are going to help you grow. Connect at a deeper level with your loved ones. That's what I'm doing. I'm connecting with them in a different way that I never thought before, with my oldest, with my middle one, and with my little one. It's such a beautiful place to be. Trust me, you are the piece of the puzzle that someone needs today. So I encourage you and I empower you to go out there and show up as who you are, as who God has given you the authority to be. All right, ladies, have a beautiful rest of your day, and I hope to see you soon. Join me in wendyray.com/group, the founders group for Beyond the Military Coaching. I hope to see you there. Hey, lady, if this podcast helped you, challenged you, or inspired you in some way, please leave me a written review for the show on Apple Podcasts and share it with another military sister. Helping you integrate balance, prioritization, and growth in your relationship with God is my ultimate calling. I'm so blessed that you are here. And please join us in the Faith-Led Military Women community on Facebook at bit.ly/beyondthemilitarygrp. Again, it is bit.ly/beyondthemilitarygrp. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.